You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent. Match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Daniel Lopatin has been making experimental electronic music as One O' Trix Point Never since 2007. In this episode, he takes apart the song Sticky Drama from his 2015 album Garden of Delete. Coming up, he'll break down how he created artificial voices using software for the vocals, and how he sees his songs as pieces of science fiction. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. You're listening to Song Exploder.
This is Daniel Lopatin, a.k.a. One O' Trix Point Never. I wanted to conflate really aggressive music with sugary pop progressions and also sugary textures and create a psycho scribble, like the way a little kid will psychotically draw in his notebook and it just has this live wire vibe to it. I got inspired by this particular plugin called Serum. It's just a software synthesizer, the main progression. It was a preset that we tweaked in Serum. And the sound tells you how to play it in a way. That's what I like about presets, is they kind of beg to be played some way and you have to decode them. The obvious way to use that preset was to play it on the higher octaves and do a kind of like a hard style EDM beat.
Like what? What's a good example?
I don't know. It all just goes donk, 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 donk. You know, it's just heinous. And so let's find some other meaning for this or find some other way to deal with this. The lead vocals, it's a software synthesizer called Chip Speech. I like this sort of saccharine, cartoony, ridiculous voice. The aspect of it that's nice is that I can, you know, input the lyrics and then play them chromatically. You have these text lines in the window and you put whatever you want. And essentially you press down in a note that means read the first syllable. So everything has to be an individuated instance of the note to get through the phrase. So it creates all of these weird difficulties because that's not a natural way to play. Then from there, it got even more complicated and fun, where I can have this kind of gestural, contoured line within a phrase or within a word. If you just played it on a normal instrument, it would just sound like garbage. But tailored to this, the way that this piece of software is thinking, it just sounds wild. This song requires like a bounty of like moods. So I thought it would be amusing to put the devil on the shoulder of this sugary voice, you know? And so halfway through, you're introduced this other character that's like the weird demon vocalist. What happened there was we used chip speech, but we put a vocoder on it as a filter and then automated in a very granular way, like almost a microscopic way, these formant shifts.
If you're wondering what a formant is, if you've ever seen someone's voice displayed as a sound wave on a computer, the sound wave is made up of all these peaks and valleys. Those peaks are formants, and they're what gives someone's voice its particular character. So that's what Daniel is manipulating.
So as he's singing, these filters are opening up and closing on the voice, very small shifts layered upon each other and with these different shifts at different times, then redone again iteratively over and over until you get something very far away from the original. Essentially, we're just messing around trying to get a different color and see, like, well, can we get away from chip speech a little bit? You know, it worked there as the lead melody, but what else can we do? Honestly, I didn't even really think it was going to work. I thought it was just going to be absurd at best, and then we can decide if it's music or not. But I was so happy with it.
What's wrong with the world? People start using
that. That's a YouTube of, it's a girl who has a YouTube channel where she, I think she generally talks about makeup. She gives makeup tips and stuff. In this particular video, she's like having a really bad day. And she's just like, I just hate that, you know, you would be judged for whatever, like just messed up. And she has like a little breakdown. And I just loved her voice. But I also love the sentiment of just talking to your audience and being like, what is wrong with the world? And then she reveals this deep existential frustration she has. I don't know. I thought that was touching. She is like the bridge between the light and dark. And her voice actually gets pitched down to match the plateau of evil that is that other demonic grind character.
What's wrong with the world? People start abusing
her. I'm not a person that needs to have the Wi-Fi off. I have like 12 tabs open. I'm talking to people. I'm looking at stuff. And so I think naturally that helps me. It's like just another synthesizer in the room. Somehow I got the phrase Sticky Drama, which was this website. It was like a gossip website about like kind of like online personalities. I liked that phrase because it was like a double entendre to me of that was like, oh, that's like ejaculating for the first time is like Sticky Drama. It's that moment where you're totally shocked. You have this new relationship to your body that you've never had. That's very dramatic. Instead of making music that might work for films, I think of it as the complete inversion. I don't think this works at all for films. I think it works like a film. The way a director working on a film might make certain decisions about putting you in an environment, like you're looking at the most private, most inner thoughts of an adolescent teen and their desire. And this is like the music that might be generated out of those desires. That's probably the best way I can put it, that it's some kind of hybrid of adolescent frustration. And then the entry, the way we enter into the piece of music where you have those layers of piano and plucks, and that's kind of like the Greek choir. That's kind of like the expository thing that says, okay, within this melancholic landscape where the sky is red and there's smoke everywhere, let's go very specifically now into this house where these things are happening. So that's how I try to set things up and think in an almost kind of cinematographic style. Like, I don't actually love it to go too nuts with drums. I really just want them to almost be subliminal. They're just so easy to screw up. And I just like the kind of knucklehead quality to it that's all you want.
Hey,
See, that's a thing that no one would ever really hear unless you isolated it, because it's so blended into the lattice work of that moment that's so thick. That was a synth called Enzyme, and it was like a really buggy synth that crashed all the time, but it was the most corrosive, gray, poisonous sound. I really love that synth. It's like a little sweetener for the phrase, but each one of those layers in that section are so strange and so awesome and satisfying, and ultimately you just hear it as like a big casserole. But it is kind of nice to hear it on its own. To me, what I'm doing is a bit closer to like what a science fiction writer does. My job is, as like a science fiction musician, is to speculate on these kind of imaginary modes of music that to me don't exist yet.
And now here's Sticky Drama by 10 Tricks Point Never in its entirety.
Yeah.
Visit songexploder.net for more information on 10 Tricks Point Never. Special thanks this episode to Breakmaster Cylinder, who turned Daniel Lopatin's description of hardstyle EDM into an actual piece of music.
I don't know. It all just goes to cha 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 da 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 da.
If there are any linguists, speech pathologists, or acoustic engineers who would like to correct my definition of a formant, please send your angry emails to contact@songexploder.net. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Next time on Song Exploder,
I'm Iggy Pop.
Song Exploder is a proud member of the Radiotopia Network from PRX. Radiotopia is made possible with support from MailChimp, the Knight Foundation, and you, the listeners. You can find Song Exploder and all the other Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Thanks for listening.
I have no plans. I have no debts. But mine is not the carefree set.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their 6th season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.